we pause our preaching of the book of Acts, and on the first Sunday of the month, we turn to communion to bring out a thought on the time in which we take the elements. We take these elements because it says that we proclaim the Lord's death. We are witnesses of what Jesus has done. So if you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 5, starting at verse 8. Book of Romans, chapter 5, starting at verse 8. Paul was a great rabbi teacher. His rabbinical training is seen in verse 8 and following. And the rabbis had a way of arguing called from heavy to light. I'd give you the technical term for it, but it would only be, you wouldn't remember it, and you go, why is he speaking in tongues like that? So the argument here that Paul is employing is a rabbinic argument that he learned when he was studying to be a rabbi, and then God got a hold of Paul, who was named Saul. Saul, Saul, if God wants to get your attention, guess what? He can get your attention. And Paul is using what is called an argument from heavy to light. And the argument here is, if the heavy thing was accomplished, how much more easy is the light thing to be accomplished? If the heavy thing is accomplished, if God did the heavy lifting, shall we say, how much more can he accomplish something that is light? So let's take a look at what Paul is arguing in heavy to light, and see the logic here. But God demonstrates, please note that word, he is demonstrating his own love. Many people hate the gospel, and I think it's because some preachers maybe do not express it the way the Bible does. We get into a thinking pattern. But God demonstrates, shows the world his love and his believers who follow him. He demonstrates his love through what we're celebrating this morning. But God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, that's what the world hates to hear the most. Preacher, don't tell me I'm a sinner. Make me feel good. Tell me I'm a nice person. You ask someone that doesn't know the Lord, what will you say to God when you appear before him? I was a good person. Well, the Bible gives us a bad news. There ain't any good people in God's eyes, at least in terms of our spiritual condition. We're dead. And that's the bad news, and that upsets a lot of people. But Paul is talking about that, and he says that the heavy thing was that God still loved us while we were sinners. That's the heavy. Imagine what sin is to God. It's an affront to his holiness. And imagine, we all know, when we are in this world, what a mess we are in. And Paul is saying here is that God loved us while we were in such a depraved condition. That's the heavy. How can you love something that repulses you? See, sin, in many senses, preachers don't talk about it much. It's not a pleasant subject, but sin, the word sin here means to miss the mark, to fall short of what God wants. The word trespass means to overstep. We've all done it, and God, it says, the wrath of God abides upon sin. But here is what Paul is arguing. Though we were in that condition, God did the hardest thing. Are you ready? He loved those who were in that condition. You have relatives that give you grief. You have children that have given you grief. Is it hard to love? Does it take all of your capacity to even say, Lord, be merciful to me? It's hard to love some of my relatives. I should love them, but Lord, it's difficult with what they do. Come on, some of you parents that have kids that have done some things. Well, what this is saying was God was able to do the heaviest thing, and that was love those who were in many senses unlovely, absolutely repulsive to the holiness of God. You see, that's what sin is. It's a repulsion to God's holiness. That's what you won't hear in society today is the holiness of God. But I'm often amazed that though God is absolutely holy and apart, yet He had the love, the capacity of love to look at us in the condition of absolute repulsion and say, I will love them and I will rescue them. You see, that was the hard thing, Paul says. God demonstrated His own love to us so that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Now look at verse 9. Much more than. Why does He say that? Because the hardest thing for God to do was to love the absolute, horrific condition of sin. And He says this, much more than, what's the easier thing then for God? If God could love the sinner, could love those who were repulsive and who had rejected and who in His eyes were filled with all sorts of horrific things. Much more than God can do the easy thing. So, Pastor Dave, what's the easy thing for God? Having now been justified, what does that mean? You're declared righteous. I got news for you. Here's the bad news. Sin is the bad news. God did the heavier thing. He solved the sin problem by sending His Son to be the substitution for us. That was the hard part. Would you give up something as dear and precious as God giving up His Son to die for horrific sin and sinners? See, that's the hard thing. But it says here, much more now the light, having now been declared righteous by His blood. That's what we do this morning. We demonstrate what Jesus Christ did. Look at this now. We shall be saved from God's wrath through Him. You know what's easy for God to do? Keep you safe until you appear before Him. That's the easiest thing for God to do. The God who, I like that story this morning. They get to the jail. The soldiers are standing there. All 11 apostles, maybe Matthias makes 12. They open up the doors and they're gone, and I like it. Why didn't the apostles run out and hide? Because they would have killed them. They were back in the temple at 6:30 in the morning. Reminds me of my classes that I start. 6:30 at dawn. Preaching the word. Because they understood what Jesus had done for them and the power of God. If you really understand, here is where God's power was truly demonstrated. The hatred of God for sin. That was the hard thing, and He did it. How much more is your safety and security
And will you be saved from God's wrath, and He will keep you safe until you appear before Him? That's the easy thing for God to do. And that's what Paul is saying.
Much more the easier thing, having been justified by His blood, we shall be saved. He does it again in verse 10. For if while we were enemies, don't tell me I'm an enemy of God. I'm a good person. For if while we were enemies, God made us friends. That's what reconciliation means. That's why I tell so many of these theologians, they make fancy terms for all of this stuff. All reconciliation means is that through Jesus, you can become a friend of God. He makes you friends. That here, while we were enemies, we were made friends. How much more, having been made friends, will we be saved by His life? So what's the hard thing that God had to do? Love the unloving. The sin. The sinner. What's the easy thing to do? Here is what it says. We're going to be saved from God's anger. And we have been made friends. By the way, did you know that? Abraham was a friend of God, the Bible says. Guess who also is a friend of God? Through Jesus. You are. Much more through the death of His Son, we shall be saved. The hard thing for God to do? Forgive the sin that is an assault to Him, which He did. It's accomplished through Christ. What's the easy thing for Him to do? Save you and keep you safe.